Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. In order to keep bringing you the very best in classic radio comedy, we are implementing a patron support program. Your monthly support will keep us on the air by allowing us to pay the expenses associated with a growing podcast, to replace outdated equipment, and to expand the podcast to 5 days a week. We have four levels at which you may support the podcast. The first level is the vaudeville level. It's $3 a month. You get a thank you on the show and access to the bonus videos. At $5 a month, you become a Broadway star. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, and a really nice vinyl logo sticker. At the $10 level, you become part of the Hollywood A-list. You get a thank you on the show, access to bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, and your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame. And the last level is the co-executive producer level. That's $20 a month. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame, 10 business cards with your name as co-executive producer of the podcast. You also get to vote on which shows will be next, and you can read a short message or greeting on the show. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button on the right side of the screen. Thank you for your support. Once again, here is The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 293, and it originally aired on March 5th, 1946. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, David Niven.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Tonight from the campus of the University of Nevada at Reno, we bring you The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, David Niven.
Thank you, Nevada. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from the University of Nevada at Reno on the Truckee Hope. Telling all of you prospective miners that while you're here, learn all that you can, and remember that with Pepsodent, you'll always have a flash in your pan. Well, here I am in Reno. Reno, that's the Civilian Separation Center. Yes, sir, this is where the ladies get rid of their hubby to go looking for Hubba Hubba. I didn't have any trouble finding Reno. I just crossed the Nevada state line and followed the wedding rings. And there's a lot of professional gamblers here in Reno. You know what a professional gambler is. That's a question mark in cuffs. And there's a lot of divorcees here. You know what a divorcee is. That's an exclamation point in slacks. And there's lots of cowboys here, too. You know what a cowboy is? That's a parenthesis in pants. Better get with it. I've still got the commas and the hyphens left. But this is really the West. Of course, I've been a lot of places where the men are men and the women are women, but out here they make a hobby of it. And it's not hard to tell how this town makes its living. Every store you go into has four lawyers, three slot machines, and two statues of Tommy Manville. There are some great sights here in Reno. You see the women who are through with their men walking down to the Truckee River to throw in their wedding rings. And you see those who aren't quite sure walking down with their yo-yo strings. And it's against the law to try and fish them out and sell them, they told me, as they unscrewed my diving helmet. And the gambling spirit is everywhere in this town. In fact, even the traffic signals are affected by it. Here they light up and say, stop, go, and 2-1, you don't get to the other side. And I'm not saying the college is affected by Reno's main industry, but the students put their examination papers on the table, the professor fades them, and they roll for the grade. I'm just kidding, President Mosley. I'm just kidding, honestly. Everything is gambling here. One couple got married, and when the ceremony was over, the preacher said, I now pronounce you two the hard way. And they don't have elections here. The 10 guys who want to be mayor just go into a room, and the high card gets the office for the following year. Everybody plays the slot machines. I shook hands with the mayor. I gave his arm one pump, and his eyes started to roll. His nose twirled. They clicked to a stop on two oranges in the bell bar, and nickels came out of his ear.
Wartime restrictions are ending. Now the toothpaste you wanted is here. It's the new better-than-ever Pepsodent toothpaste with twice as much Arium. This new Pepsodent has a wonderfully refreshing taste. A cleaner, brighter taste that means cleaner, brighter teeth. This new Pepsodent with twice as much Arium cleans teeth better. Cleans better between teeth. Makes your breath cleaner, fresher, too. You've never had a finer toothpaste. And never an introductory value like this.
Right now, you can get two tubes of new post-war Pepsodent for only 29 cents. Yes, two 25-cent tubes, a 50-cent value for only 29 cents.
Get this new Pepsodent. Compare it with any toothpaste you've used before. Compare its taste. Compare results. See how quickly, how safely, this new Pepsodent with twice as much Arium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. See how new Pepsodent cleans teeth better. Cleans better between teeth, too. See how fresh it makes your whole mouth feel.
Compare it now during this sensational introductory offer. Get two 25-cent tubes of new improved Pepsodent for only 29 cents. A 50-cent value for only 29 cents. Don't delay.
Yeah, two announcers. Get back in the tube. Okay, Skinny, take it, boy. Here's Skinny Ennis. Hey! It's Brass as Langford. My goodness, it's Brass as Langford.
Symphony. Symphony of love. Music from above. Out of the sky, you walk in, and the song begins, singing violin, start in my heart. Then you sighs and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me.
That was Skinny Langford singing Symphony. I don't know what's going on in this show, do I? And now I want to present an actor, ladies and gentlemen, just back in Hollywood from the British Isles, where for the past 6 years, he served the British Army with such distinction he rose to the rank of colonel and won high honors. A gentleman you remember is one of Hollywood's most suave and polished performers, David Niven.
How are you, sir? How are you, sir?
Well, thank you, audience. Thank you, audience. Thank you, Bob, and thanks, Harold.
What was that? Thanks, Harold?
Yes, Harold runs a club in downtown New York. Matter of fact, he gave me a shirt for mentioning his name.
Oh, a cowboy shirt?
No, I bought it in London.
Oh, well, maybe I could get my shorts back from the Palace Club that way. So you've taken in all the attractions in Reno, huh?
Oh, yes, Niven has given.
Well, I wish you'd take lessons in gambling from me. You know, I did pretty well this afternoon.
I saw you, Bob, but you can't make any really big money playing jacks with a co-ed.
Oh, you're just mad because I broke the bank at the roulette table.
You did what?
I broke the bank. I stopped the game.
Bob, there's a difference between breaking the bank and watching that little ball so closely that you inhale it.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're so stingy. Imagine charging me for it. But how do you like the Wild West, David?
Well, it was really wild here last night, Bob. What kind of animal was that that they roped and tied and branded right on the main street?
That wasn't an animal, David. The sophomores were hazing a freshman.
A freshman, he had horns.
Well, he spent a lot of his time around Lake Manzanita.
Bob, what's Lake Manzanita?
Oh, that's a pool on the campus where the students meet after history class to make some more. But I'm, I'm sure these students are more interested in your history, David. You were an officer in the English Army, weren't you?
That's right, Bob. I was a colonel.
Colonel, now tell me, is that higher than a senior? Dave, I hear your father was an English colonel, too.
No, Bob, he wasn't. You see, I'm half Scotch.
Really? What's the other half? Bourbon?
Dave, you've got me confused with Ray Milland.
By the way, Dave, have you seen Lost Weekend yet?
Well, I saw the English version of it.
Oh, is it different?
Yes, in the English version, Ray wears a bloodshot monocle.
Well, you should see the Reno version. Ray Milland wears a poker chip in his left eye. But I love London, David. I love London. You know, I was born there.
They deny it, but Bob, tell me. Was it,
Stop reading answers from your cuff, will you, please?
Was it always so foggy in England?
Foggy. I was 10 years old before I met my mother. Tell me, David, how do people like my pictures in London?
Oh, you're a big hit, Bob. Whenever your name appears on a theatre marquee, lines form all down the block.
The English like my pictures, huh?
Yes, they're crazy about any films with American gangsters in them.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not a gangster. I got these scars in vaudeville. Or at the faro table. Besides, I could play those British parts that you get. I've got the accents. Pip, pip, old bean. How's that?
Well, as old beans goes, yours is a pip.
Why, David, I have the face of a juvenile, even if my figure is a little delinquent. Say, you just finished making a picture in this country, didn't you?
That's right. It's called The Perfect Marriage.
The Perfect Marriage?
Yeah, that's Reno spelled backwards. I made it a... I met it at Paramount, Bob.
Yeah, I know. I met you in the commissary, remember?
Oh, that's right. I didn't recognize you without the napkin over your arm.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Why, I'm Paramount's biggest ace.
Bob, be careful. Be careful. There are freshmen in the audience.
Oh, Dave, they know.
Well, it's really wonderful, Bob. Wonderful of you bringing me up here to the University of Nevada.
Well, tell me, are you a college man?
Oh, yes, I am. I went to Stowe College in England.
Is that coeducational?
No, my hair's always been curly. Bob. Did you go to college?
Well, I went for 2 years, but then I had to quit.
Why did you have to quit?
Well, I couldn't keep up the payments on my pipe. But, Dave, I guess the schools over there are a lot different than our colleges.
Yes, they are, Bob. In the first place, our colleges in England are not coeducational. They have schools for men and schools for girls.
Do they give you your choice?
Well, it might be a little puzzling in your case. Well, I must run along, Bob. I must go. One of the college boys is taking me out on a tour of some of the mines around here.
Well, what kind of a mine are you going to visit?
Well, it's a curious thing. It's called a poultry mine.
A poultry mine? David, there's no such thing as a poultry mine.
Oh, but there is. This boy said very distinctly, meet me after the broadcast and we'll go dig some chicks.
How about that, David? Thank you, David Niven. Stick around, we'll do a little mining ourselves in a few minutes. And now, people of the radio audience, this is a friendly warning. Hide.
Time are we chasing a rainbow, watching clouds slowly drifting by.
Must have gotten a green light.
Life seems just like all my dreams, ending in the sky.
Who threw that coconut?
What a sneaky way to get it unplugged for the book. Oh.
Some people look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some people make a winning sometime.
Ah, yes, some people make a winning sometime. Okay, here's the dice. It's your roll.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you sure these dice aren't loaded?
Loaded? Oh, it's just heavy ivory, that's all. Just heavy ivory. Roll them. Well, run downstairs and see what your point is.
I never seem to make a gain. Oh, Jenny, I'm always chasing rainbows.
Ah, there's a rainbow now. I'll run right up to the end of it.
Oh, Colonna, watch where you're going. You almost knocked me down.
Well, what do you know? Ran right into the pot. Waiting
to find a bluebird, an ever-loving bluebird.
And ladies and gentlemen, be sure and get a copy of Jerry's book, Who Threw That Coconut? It's good for a lot of laughs. Come in, Wendell. You're right.
Yes, with wartime restrictions ending, the new toothpaste you wanted is here. It's the better-than-ever new Pepsodent toothpaste with a cleaner, brighter taste that means cleaner, brighter teeth. This wonderfully refreshing new Pepsodent contains twice as much Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient that only Pepsodent can give you. You've never had a finer toothpaste, and never an introductory value like this.
Right now, you can get two tubes of new post-war Pepsodent for only 29 cents. Yes, two 25-cent tubes of 50-cent value for only 29 cents.
Get it, compare it with any toothpaste you've used before. See how quickly, how safely this new Pepsodent, with twice as much Irium, removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. See how it cleans better between teeth, makes your breath cleaner, fresher, too. Compare it now while you can get two 25-cent tubes of new Pepsodent toothpaste for only 29 cents. A 50-cent value for only 29 cents. This introductory offer is limited, so act at once. Folks, one of the most interesting branches here at the University of Nevada is the School of Mines, where they teach each student to dig it out of the ground and sending the folks back home for it. Tonight we find two graduates who just struck it rich, Bob Hardpan Hope and David Nugget Niven. They got them out of the School of Mines by putting a landmine under the school. Here they are, coming into Reno, loaded with gold. Curtin?
Yippee! Yahoo! Yippee!
Yippee!
Yahoo!
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 Say, Hardpan, what are we doing all this hollering for?
Well, I don't know about you, but my spurs curl up a little too far.
Nugget, why have you got your chaps on backwards?
Well, the wind is blowing from that direction. Say, Hardpan, how did you find your way to all that gold?
I didn't. The gold found its way to me.
I can't believe it. How did it happen?
Just pasted my diploma from the Nevada School of Mines on my back and sat there.
What are you going to do with all your dough, Hardpan?
Me? I'm going to buy me 1,000 cows.
1,000 cows? You going into farming?
No, I'm
going
to develop my wrist for the pinball machine. Hey, Nugget, you'd better shave before we hit Reno.
But I did.
And what's that on your face?
I had sagebrush for breakfast.
Sagebrush? Oh, yeah, that's those Washoe Wheaties. Yes, sir.
Hey, Hardpan.
What's that?
There's a blacksmith shop. Let's stop in and get a new set of shoes.
Okay. Ah, that's fine. Now let's get a set for our horses.
Come on, Hardpan. Let's spend some of our silver.
Okay, let's get down the street here to Honest John's.
Good dance, kid. Let's go. Okay, boy. Up.
Say, that looks like Honest John over there. I'll see if I can get his attention.
Psst. 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 Dad, one of the bubble dancers must have sprung a leak.
Colonna, we're loaded and we want to get rid of some of it.
1 minute, gentlemen.
Why did you shoot that guy, Colonna?
He made a 9 the hard way. 3 threes.
So, Colonna, you're a big-time gambler, eh?
That's right, Hope. I bet hundreds on the toss of the dice, thousands on the turn of the wheel, millions on the cut of the cards. I also have a friend who gives me cardboard for the soles of my shoes.
Never mind that, Colonna. Never mind that. We're in town for some fun.
Oh, so you boys want to paint the town red, eh?
Yeah, can I borrow your brush?
Oh, no, I need it to rake in the chips. Well, here you are. Try this Republican slot machine.
Republican slot machine? Why do you call it that, Colonna?
Well, the last time it paid off was the day Hoover was elected.
Colonna? You take me for a fool? You take me for an imbecile?
I do. Now, where shall we go on a honeymoon?
Hey, look, that fella who's been playing the slot machine is coming over.
Yeah, one of my oldest customers.
Look, Mr. Colonna, I've been playing that same machine for 8 years, and I'm just... Ah!
Can't stand a bad loser.
This is some place, huh, Nugget?
Yeah. I wonder if they've got all the gambling devices here.
Hello, big boy.
They got them.
Hiya, Glamorous.
Well, hello, tall, dark, and open the window.
Hey, get a load of this tomato, huh?
Yeah, the rest of the vampire ain't bad either.
Are you gold miners?
Sure, don't you see the little light on my hat?
No, every time I look up, I get blinded by that gleam in your eye.
Say, ma'am, would you be interested in a slug?
Be more specific. You want to buy me a drink or are you proposing?
Oh, come on, ma'am, I'm more your type.
You're certainly arrogant.
That's funny, I just bathed this morning. Guess I gotta start using soap. Two.
Don't pay any attention to him, ma'am. How about a kiss?
Do you know how to kiss?
Do I know how to kiss? Why, ma'am, at the Bar X, they use me instead of a branding iron.
Well, leave me a sample later. Right now, how would you like to play a little roulette?
What's roulette?
Start the wheel, Joe. I got one.
All right. Here you are, boys. Put your money on the board and I'll spin it.
Say, are you sure this wheel is honest?
As honest as the day is long. Well, you lose.
Sun goes down here early, doesn't it?
Let me try it, Halfpenny. I'll bet a dollar on number six.
Number seven, you lose.
But, Coloni, you didn't spin the wheel.
Oh, silly bee, that's right. Number seven, you lose.
Coloni, how did you know number seven was coming up?
Underneath, my brother-in-law.
Coloni, are there any electric wires under this roulette wheel?
Of course not, Hope. Just to show you the wheel isn't crooked, I'll spin it the other way. Silly bee, blew up the powerhouse at Boulder Dam.
Hide your dough, everybody. Here comes that desperado Trigger Ennis.
All right, everybody, put up your hands. I'm holding you up.
Who's holding you up?
None of your lip. I'm a rootin', tootin', shootin', lootin', bootin', zootin', hustlin', tusslin', muslin', rustlin', bad man. Nobody move till I get up again. All right, there. Everybody put your backs against that wall.
We got our backs against the wall.
Now move back and forth.
Feels good, doesn't it?
All right. Now I'm going to rob all the men and kiss all the women. You're first.
Me? I'm first?
Yeah. Start puckering.
Wait a minute. Are you sure I'm your type?
Shut up. Give me your wallet. Okay, you give me your wallet. You're next. Quit stalling. Hey, Hope, unsnap your garter and hand over your mad money. Yeah. All right, so long, suckers. I'm in the saddle and away!
Look, Nugget, that gopher runs like a deer. After him, everybody!
There we go, yes, sir!
Hey, get up! Get up! You think we'd make better time if we weren't all on one horse?
Now, we're catching up with him. Take a shot at him.
It's no use. He's riding in the saddlebag.
Better catch him before he gets to Mount Rose.
How do you know he's heading for Mount Rose?
His horse is wearing skis.
There he goes up Mount Rose. I'll get him. I'll shoot from the hip.
Be pretty wide of the target, won't you?
There he is! Everybody fire!
I got him! Hey!
Oh! I give up! Stop shooting! Please stop shooting!
Did we get you?
No, I just can't stand the noise.
Thank you, good boy!
All thanks for the memory of Nevada Fair to see. And its university, we'd like to state we appreciate your hospitality, and we thank you so much, and thanks for the memory of Reno, world renowned as the nation's great playground. You prove the claim of Reno's fame as the biggest little town. We thank you so much. Folks, the Red Cross campaign is beginning. Let's see if they score. All right, Cappy, I'll take it. All right, thank you. Our thanks to David Niven for being our guest this evening. Throw a straitjacket on him. You did a fine job, David, old boy, and thanks to President Mosley and all you folks here at the University of Nevada. You know, tonight is March 5th, 1946. 1 year ago tonight, this nation was 2 months away from VE Day and 6 months away from VJ Day. 1 year ago tonight, a lot of these boys here in the audience, the University of Nevada, were American troopers and were fighting in the shell-torn streets of Cologne. And the going was still plenty rough on Iwo Jima. 1 year ago tonight, the lights were on all night in factories in Pittsburgh and Detroit and Chicago. But on 1 million farms, it was lights out because 2 million teenage farmers had to get up at 5 a.m. and help Dad milk and mow and weed and hoe for victory. I mean our 2 million boys and girls and our 75,000 4-H clubs. During the war, we said plenty about the man behind the gun, but not much about the kids behind the plow. G.I. Joe's kid brother and sister in blue jeans who took care of things in the South 40 while Brother Joe took care of things in the South Pacific. Personally, I'm not farmer enough to know which faucet in the cow gives milk and which faucet gives cream. But I do know this, that you kids in the 4-H Club are doing right by the soil for which so many Americans have died. Good night.
This is Wendell Niles reminding you to try a new post-war Pepsodent during this limited introductory offer. Get 2 25-cent tubes, a 50-cent value for only 29 cents.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
James David Graham Niven was born in 1910 in London, England, and was a film, stage, and TV actor who personified dapper charm. Here's what Britannica.com says about him. He started acting in the 30s. His first major roles were in Dawn Patrol in 1938 and Wuthering Heights in 1939. He rapidly became known as a steady, reliable actor who usually specialized in light comedy. Niven served as an officer in the British Army's commando unit during World War II, and following the war, he returned to films. Though known for his sure touch with light comedy, he also proved to be a substantial dramatic actor, winning an Academy Award for his role in Separate Tables in 1958. Among his best-known films are The Moon is Blue, Around the World in 80 Days, The Guns of Navarone, The Pink Panther, and Death on the Nile. Niven performed in movies until the year of his death, even though he suffered in his later life from ALS. His last film was The Curse of the Pink Panther. David Niven died in 1983. He was 73. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Thursday for the next installment of Mr. and Mrs. Blandings. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, click on the Become a Patron button on the right-hand side of the screen, and support our show. Until we meet again. In the words of Adam Grotman, at a job interview, tell them you're willing to give 110%, unless the job is a statistician.